Hey everybody, this is Bree Bagwell with your OnlyFans Breecap, and today I'm joined by Madison and Reed of the Twin Rivers Podcast, and they are two adorable, smart, hardworking young ladies that love live music and are working to promote it, especially in the area where I live, which is New Braunfels, Texas. I've hung out with them a few times since we recorded this podcast, and we're becoming fast friends. They're awesome, and it's crazy that this conversation was the first time we had ever met. Producer Kyle had the idea to do a practical joke on these sweet babies, which was the first ever for that on this podcast. And I asked them how they felt about the recent bombing in Iran, which is totally not RMO. It was hilarious, and I think she was pretty mortified, and I'm so sorry, Madison. I blame Kyle. Anyway, in a total ironic twist of events, this podcast has terrible audio for the first 6 minutes because the interface glitched. It's so funny how we're talking about being professional podcasters, and it sounds like total heck until it kicks in about minute seven, so just hang in there. Sorry about that, girlfriends. Anyway, check out Twin Rivers wherever you get your podcasts, and they recently had me on an episode as well. And they're available to hire to film content too. They're hustlers. I love it. Enjoy.
I definitely think the venues help, and the fact that you can literally go Monday through Sunday and find live music in New Braunfels, like, yeah, that's different.
We should talk about some of the great venues. Villa is great. Villa Green. Kyle's playing there today.
Yes,
we're going. Podcast will be out, but don't go today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, don't go today.
He might be playing there today. But Poorhouse is great. Where
Poor
do you
House
guys
is
like
great.
To go?
We obviously Riley's.
Riley's Tavern, yeah.
Riley's.
We're also I always at Poorhouse. Now there's Cowboys and Cadillacs, which
amazing.
Is cool.
It's
the stage
so cool.
is really cool there.
Mm-hmm.
Green Hall, like, just did those Honky Tonk Thursdays, though. I know, right? Have you heard of Green Hall? But the Honky Tonk Thursdays, I thought that was really cool for them to do that.
Hey, everybody, this is Bree Bagwell, and this is my podcast, OnlyFans, where I talk to my friends in my van.
Yes. These are professional podcasters, Kyle.
We're trying to be, and I don't know if they're there yet.
Oh, you are so there. I am so proud. I was really excited. I think, you know, podcasting... Someone called me the other day and asked me, they're like, okay, I want to start a podcast, I don't want to compete. And I said, oh, no, like, rising tide raises all ships. There is no, I don't feel like there's competition in the podcast world. Right? Like, it doesn't feel like that to me.
I don't think so. Which I literally, on the way over here, I was like, I can't wait to see how you said it. I was like, I'm going to be taking mental notes.
Yeah. Well, I was going to, here's the deal with mine. Kyle was like, you should start this podcast. And I said, absolutely not. I suck at technology. During COVID, I had the one mental breaky, as I call them, that I had during COVID, the big one. I had filmed the whole thing, me playing, and then I had, you know, I had a paper board or whatever on the other, and it was a 45-minute thing. Uh-huh. And I just laid on the floor and threw a super tantrum because I suck at technology. And so he said, I'll do everything. So do you have, if you guys are doing it all yourselves?
All yourselves, yeah.
But the cameras look amazing. What is...
Oh, it's our phone.
With like, a ring light.
Great.
Yeah, we have a little ring light.
Yeah, okay. Oh, we need a ring light. We don't have a ring light. That is funny because people don't know that we just use iPhones. But iPhones, they're amazing.
It's the same.
So much easier. And yeah, but yours looks great. You have like this awesome backdrop. You have a theme song.
Yeah,
do
that. Damon.
Because he had a song that mentioned Twin Rivers, like, in his own lyrics already, right?
Yes. Yeah, because it was Twin Rivers, because we had just come up with our Twin Rivers name, and then he kind of, like, helped us. He knew, and then he wrote a song, and it had Twin Rivers in there, so he would always, like, give us a little shout-out.
Yeah.
And then I was like, can you change up a little bit of that lyric? So he kept the same melody, and then he just wrote us a little jangle.
It's so good. Do you know he was, like, my neighbor? Did he tell you?
Yeah. Yeah, because we went over to his house. He just recorded it in his room. We, like, sat on the floor when he was doing the jingle. And he's like, yeah, Brie lives there or lived there. Or
yeah.
So.
Oh, he's the best. I think he's so good. Every time I see him
really
play,
good.
He's an incredible singer. No one should sing Sean McConnell except for him. He's so good.
I know, we constantly hype him up, too.
Yeah. Good.
He's like a good friend of ours that we also, like, tease and, like, mess with all the time, but we always find ourselves, like, hyping him up, like, shouting him out and stuff.
Well, he deserves it. He really does. And for our listeners, this is part of, you know, speaking of mental notes, I get feedback from, well, people, whether you like it or not, but we have a good network, and sometimes I forget to introduce our guests. But I like to just dive in. But
like, are we already recording?
Madison and Reed from the Twin Rivers podcast. Yes, we. I like to just dive in and not tell
everybody. I love it.
So first things first, how do you guys feel about the bombing?
My friend Christy Grider was on here before you, and she, so we just had this conversation, we're just friends, it's my buddy, she's my really good friend, and she said, oh, wait, are you here? I was like, what if she asked me about the bombing? I ran, and she goes, I don't even know, who's the Secretary of Defense right now? And Kyle said, you should totally ask them. And I said, I'm just meeting them, and I would never do that to somebody, but, I'm totally kidding.
That's okay, because I woke up like in the middle of the night and I saw like the footage of it, so I was like, okay.
I haven't even seen it yet.
It's all that my TikTok is. When I got home last night for the show, I was watching it and I was like, I cannot go to bed. Like, just scrolling through this right now is everything.
The world is so much, and I think that's why we like our podcasts are for people to talk about beautiful things, uplifting things, music. We can all unite. That is so funny, Kyle. Anyway, if that made your heart have a heart attack, here's a way.
I know, it's the show.
Yeah.
That was so cute.
I don't have like a legit answer prepared, and you're like, okay, I finally have a platform to say it.
Yeah, I'm like, thank you. Yeah.
Well, back in 1989, when this conflict started, or whatever, that's not right. I don't even touch on that, so sorry about that. That is your practical joke that I would never do that to you. That's all, Kyle.
That is so funny.
And you know what? I almost didn't do it because she brought me sourdough bread. Can you tell me? You just make that?
I do. So if you ever want to get into it, I can give you some of my starter.
Okay. But I'm going to need also, like, people say, oh, it's easy, you just do this, and that drives me crazy. I'm going to need, like, step-by-step.
Yes.
Maybe I can come over and...
Yeah, we can do it. Okay. We could do, like, that could be an episode.
We should do...
A cooking episode.
Okay.
That would actually be fun.
I have no problem admitting that I have zero idea, but I want to. Mm-hmm. My friend Bonnie Bishop's big zero salmon sourdough, too. So... Okay, so you have the starter. Yes. How long did that take? And you did that for me? Just for me?
I did it for you.
She works like days on it.
It takes me a while, and it's funny because I do it sometimes when I come home from the bars, and then I wake up in the morning, I have flour all over my kitchen.
Right.
But it probably takes, I don't know, 2-3 days.
And that's the bread that I can have, so it's like, it's perfect, and everyone talks about it, and then I'm going to do that, and then I looked into it, and I was like, oh, I'm absolutely not going to do that. Unless I have somebody who can just...
Yes.
I need the summarized version.
I'll help you out.
Okay. Thanks. What else can you do? You podcast? You bake bread?
I think that's it.
You handled a practical joke really, really well.
I was ready. I'm trying to be ready for anything, you know? Until you make it. That's my motto.
Okay, same. You guys, to me, whenever I listen to your podcast, so I'm really bad about listening to things when I drive because I drive so much, and then never saying anything or posting. So Making the Motor Cars, you guys were there last night.
Yes.
I listened to their whole new record, thought it was amazing, and then just never posted it or told them that I thought it was amazing until I saw them yesterday. But you guys seem like you are legitimately each other's person.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because we started off, her and I met, 2 or 3 years ago? Mm-hmm. But we met, through music. We both loved going to shows. We would go to shows when we first started hanging out and stuff. It sounds like a love story now.
We are.
But you are, yeah. Yeah.
But you date your friends, I always say, because... It's funny because I actually slid into Reed's DMs asking her to get a drink because I was trying to get new friends in New Braunfels.
Yeah.
And I hadn't met her, and I was like, is it weird if I just slide into your DMs? She was like, not at all. And then we hit it off really well.
Like, our first time hanging out was, we went and saw the Drop Tines at Cheatham Street. And so we just became friends, and then we both just had different experiences working in the music industry, and we had fun going to shows, and a lot of our friends are musicians, and so we were taking pictures and videos for them all the time. And they were like, what's something fun that we can do with this? And put it out there and just kind of expose the artists and stuff to other people around town or not even in New Braunfels. So that's kind of how Twin Rivers started, was just for fun. And then we've just been building it out and stuff. So.
Oh my gosh. Well, it's going really well. You're already getting to do some cool, talk about some of the cool things that you've gotten to do already.
Yes. So, the coolest thing we got to do was go to Cattle Country. Mm. And we were like, who are we? Like, are we allowed to be here? What's going on? It was actually really embarrassing and funny stories because we podcast like you. We have an interface. I don't know what you use, but we don't have any travel equipment. So we're like pulling around like this huge battery pack, like trying to interview these artists, 49 Winchester, Wyatt Flores.
Oh, wow. And we're Ransom just, Brothers. Yeah.
Ransom Brothers out in Austin. So that was very humbling, but it was funny. I was like, we'll be able to look back at this and be like,
yeah,
hopefully we have like traveling podcast equipment back
then. We don't. It's so expensive.
It is expensive. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. We were like looking around. I was like, why are we the only ones with this huge 50-pound battery pack? But we have to do
all the cables because and money. Stuff.
Yeah.
And then, you know, speaking of, if you would like to buy Twin Rivers some podcast equipment, like now's your chance.
That'd be amazing. Something smaller than what we're using.
Yeah.
I know. We'll take anything.
Yeah. No, for sure. It's a lot to think about. And then, you know, where you invest your money, as far as I know that when we put some money into, for example, a YouTube episode, it does mm-hmm. really well. So it's like, am I going to go buy equipment, or am I going to advertise on social media, or am I going to hire another person? Or it's like, it's a lot to think about.
Yeah,
I think it's charming that you pull the battery pack. I think that's
thank
funny.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it's authentic. It's like us.
Yeah, because we would like have to pull it. The press area was in the very back of the festival, so we were going from the parking lot across this like dust field, like all the way over there, drenched in sweat. Our like the artists we were interviewing, we were just like sweaty mess in front of them, but we're like, this is such a cool experience. We were in the photo pit and we'd like pass each other while we're taking photos of the shows, and we're like, this is funny, there's like thousands of people out here and we're just like taking right pictures there. Together
yeah, we're yeah. just like two girls. I'm just like, hey Reed, like,
yeah, that's your little high five as you walk by.
Yeah. Well, I think that's authentic, right? Because sometimes if I saw somebody that had just started and then all this amazing equipment, kind of just like music, mm-hmm. And they were all of a sudden, they bought their way in. Like, you guys are mm-hmm. like, no, we earned our way in, and you can tell because we still have our original equipment.
Yes.
And I think that's awesome. And I think that it comes through your authenticity when you interview people. You can tell that you actually love the music mm-hmm. and you actually love the artist, and you're not like trying to get backstage. Like,
it's thank not you for saying point. That.
No,
yeah, thank
for
you.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's not, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's very cute. And you guys, like, your chemistry together, you don't talk over one another. Mm-hmm. Did you ever talk about that, or did that just happen organically?
I think we've kind of learned, like, whenever, because we originally set up our podcast in, like, a different setting, not at the table that we have it right now. Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of, it was like three like this, and so I would usually be behind her, and so we kind of learned like I would have to like lean over and be like, okay, is she about to say something or whatever? But I think we've also just learned when we're planning out our interviews, we kind of just each plan out questions that kind of stagger each other or follow up with one another.
Yeah, so. And we kind of like make mental notes. I mean, I always look at her even now. I'm like, are you going to talk? Or I feel like I just give her a look and we know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like, she'll ask a question, and then if she asks a question, unless, like, she has a good follow-up question, she kind of, like, knows, like, I'll ask the next one. We kind of, like, trade off mentally.
Yeah.
You know? That's lovely. Well, it doesn't seem like you even, it just seems effortless. And you had some great guests. I mean, I was listening to the Zach Walter one today because I hadn't listened to that one. Mm-hmm. That one was really great.
He's amazing.
Yeah, he's amazing. Clay Hollis. Of course, I've been meaning to do the, this is me showing my duet or whatever, where, because Timberwild, they talked about me on there, and it was the nicest thing that I've ever.
They're obsessed with you.
Well, it was a little creepy, right? Because like we're just homies, and they're like, "Brie Bag was my soul," or whatever he said.
I was so dying at Bo, and then he forgot. He was like, "Wait, what's the question?" And I was like, "Okay."
Had to go back to it.
I was driving, and I was laughing and also like tearing up because he is one of my favorite people, and he's one of my best friends in the entire world. Mm-hmm. But we don't sit there and gush over each other. he was gushing over me. But I think that he had also had two shows and been drinking all day.
Yeah, it was the end of the night because we were at the Rodeo Austin Cook-Off, and we were all just like having fun, whatever. So I think that was probably one of the last interviews, and so that's why there was so many like laughs and giggles, and that's I think why they even called out like Rio on it too.
Oh, about Rio. Yes. Yeah. So that's hilarious because it is an actual thing that we've talked about multiple times, but it's never been publicized that, okay, we have to tell Kyle. So basically the joke is that Rio Tripiano and Bo Brummo are going to fight each other in a ring in the parking lot of Billy's Ice House.
Yes.
And we're going to sell tickets because Rio's a big guy, but Bo's like real
scrappy.
Yeah. And like quick. And so who would win that fight? Anyway, they actually talked about it. So it would be, if we ever do that, Like, can we be the ring? We're going to be the ringside reporters.
Yes, that would be so funny.
Who are the girls that, like, hold up the cards or whatever?
Yeah. Like, y'all are younger and better shape than me. You guys
will give it to Reed.
I told them that they had to, like, keep their hats on, too, because they always have, like, the felt hats on. Like, you got to fight with them.
And all Rio and all his feathers.
Yeah.
Flying off.
There's like feathers, like, flying
all over. Oh, my gosh. That would be so epic. Maybe I should be the referee.
You should.
Honestly, you should.
You guys can report and look really hot in your outfits, and I'll be like, I'm the old referee in here.
No.
But that's, then you had Clay Hollis on there, which, you know, I don't know if, I want to ask you what are some podcast moments that have stood out to you, but that one was really funny because Clay goes through it, and he's, I call him my little brother. Like, he calls me when we, and I, you know, whatever. Yeah. I've had every up and down in the music business. I'm a good sounding board for things. But he said, what advice do you have? And he was like, don't do it.
Yeah.
What advice do you have for someone starting out? He's like, don't do it. Do anything. If you have something else that's making money, stick with that. Like, that was what he said.
No, I died. I was like, okay, obviously he was having a bad day.
Yeah, he didn't back off.
Another moment that made us laugh was, and not awkward, but it was just like the first time we had it, he like started singing like in the podcast, and we were just sitting there like,
he was serenading smiling. Us. I was like, I love it so much.
Like, do we sing along? Do we just smile? Like, we were laughing internally at that.
Right. Yeah. Now he's such a ham.
I know. I've known him for like a couple of years. Yeah. 3 years maybe now.
We hung out with him at Fry Height the other day after his show.
Yeah.
And stuff.
So, but he's a good guy. He's funny. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's exciting. So what, I think there's, how many episodes did I see that you have out? Like 20? What?
We're about to put out 20. 20? Recorded our 20th.
Yesterday. So we're excited about that.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That's so exciting. And how are you getting guests? Are you just reaching out to people?
We just reach out. It's cool because a lot of, and it's very flattering to us, and I feel like we're doing a good job than when people reciprocate. Yeah. But people have been reaching out to us. So we kind of have like a list, which is nice. Kind of in our back pocket, and we like put them out every 2 weeks.
So
but yeah, we either
y'all are every other Friday, right?
Every other Monday.
Monday, okay.
I'm like, well, Mondays because that's when I pay Kyle. That's how I know. Otherwise, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
But actually, I pay you like Tuesday or Wednesday whenever you're like, hey, about that money. I'm like, sorry. But yes, so I think every other week is a good. Amount, right?
And just like for our schedules too, because we film it at Riley's because I work there, I bartend there, but like we can only film it when there aren't people there, so it's typically a Saturday or Sunday morning, which we're like, oh, for artists that's tough a lot of the time to bring them in, but it's such a cool and iconic setting that we're like, and we're really grateful to be able to host it there too. And it adds like the ambiance and everything. So
Riley's is great.
Yeah, it's a combination of people that we've been wanting to like talk to, and then also people that reach out and we're like, oh, they have this project dropping in a couple of weeks, like let's, like Devin Bays, for instance, he was our 19th episode. He's a good friend of ours, and he had a single coming out the day that we posted the podcast. So it worked out well that way.
Perfect. Yeah. Yes, we have that too. And sometimes people say, I haven't, and we're like, oh, we're a couple months ahead.
Yeah.
So it's like, if you want to be on this podcast, you need to plan well in advance. Mm-hmm. But also, I've gotten, it's been very funny because we've gotten a few people that are our really good friends that say, oh, thanks a lot for having me on your podcast. Like, you don't like me, we're not friends. It's like, oh, no, that's not it at all.
Yeah, no.
It's a lot of times, too, we keep people in our back pocket that we know that we could get, you know, in a bind, or people that live in New Braunfels. But I can't record without him. That's something that we need to work on, but personally, I don't want to work on it.
I was going to say, I'm jealous.
You have a Kyle.
I need a Kyle.
Kyle's available, maybe, at some time for the right price. For the low, low price, boy, do I have a deal for you.
We can barely afford podcast equipment. I don't know if I can hire on you yet.
I know. But it is nice to have someone to, he does all the content and stuff. But, but I'm on the road constantly, so there's almost no way that I can do both. But it's been really fun, and now we... Are you looking for, are you getting sponsors? Are they coming to you too, probably, and starting to?
That's a goal of ours.
Maybe like, anybody want to sponsor us too?
Yes.
I'm like looking into both cameras.
No, absolutely. Because your reach is, I mean, I've heard y'all's name in the last few months, like all the time. You know, it's kind of one of those things you build, you build, build.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden everyone's kind of talking about you, and everyone thinks you're great, and everyone thinks you're funny, and everyone thinks you're nice, and you do a good job. And that... You have to build that, and then once you've built that, and now people are talking to you, and I hear about you all the time, so it's like, great,
thank
nice.
You.
Love that.
You've
I
done it,
that.
And then here come the advertisers are running to your inbox. Please email Twin Rivers at
musicscene@gmail.com.
There we go. Yeah.
Always fucking, yeah.
Hey,
Hey, this is Bree Bagwell, and if you want to listen to this podcast early and ad-free, subscribe to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/BreeBagwell. Howdy, y'all. It's Bree Bagwell, and I know y'all support the people who support me, so let me tell you about Deep Ellum Brewing Company. Born and raised in Deep Ellum, Texas, Deep Ellum Brewing Company has really made its mark on the beer world. Known for its flagships, Dallas Blonde and Deep Ellum IPA, they put boring beers to shame with a full lineup that's unapologetically not brewed to style. My personal favorite is the Dallas Blonde. It is so easy to drink. I just took it home for the holidays, and my whole family was, like, obsessed with this beer. No joke. They drank it all. Thanks a lot, family. So head over to deepellumbrewing.com to open the beer vault and give your fridge what it deserves. And you'll see why love runs deep for Deep Ellum Brewing Company. Available in Texas and Oklahoma, side effects may include severe happiness. Deep Ellum Brewing Company products are for individuals 21 and older, and we encourage drinking responsibly. Are you ready to take your merchandise to the next level? Well, just ask me who I use, and that is CH Lone Star Promo. They specialize in screen printing and direct-to-garment, embroidery, laser engraving, anything promo-related, they can do it. Step up your merch game now with CH Lone Star Promo and tell them Bree and Whiskey sent you. Hey everybody, this is Bree Bagwell with OnlyVans Podcast, and I want to point you in the right direction for content creation. My friends at Release Rocket Media are the best, Shelton and Ryan. They can do any sort of videos you want. They do all the audio, all the editing, stuff that I hate to do, they just do it for you. So if you're an artist or a business, it can be anything and you need content creation, trust me, Release Rocket is your go to. ReleaseRocketMedia.com.
I mean, it's definitely a process, you know, so
we kind of went into it like we wanted to build it out to a certain point where weren't asking for things before we felt like it wasn't at a point we wanted it to. Right. You know what I mean?
This year is kind of like our networking year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We like kind of discussed that. We like have little meetings, you know?
With wine.
Yeah.
Of course, always. Yeah. Oh, and sometimes we're like, okay, we need to like chill. Like we actually need to get stuff done before we just jump and we're just like yapping.
Yeah.
But I feel like this year is kind of getting to know people, connections, relationships, mm-hmm. and just kind of like getting our name out there.
Yeah.
So
we recorded this for a long, like 6 months or a year or something before we even put out an episode because mm-hmm. we weren't sure if it was something we could sustain, if it was something I've never hosted before. I didn't know if I was going to be an idiot.
No.
Which I know.
Not you.
There are some things, but I'm always hard on myself. But, you know, people will tell you what you do wrong before you get the chance to.
That's the haters. Yeah. Well, I think you're doing great and you're so busy too. Like, I don't even know how you do it.
Yeah.
I have a little bit of a hangover today.
That's okay.
I'm a little
cheers.
Tired. Sorry, Mom. She watches this.
Oh, that's sweet.
Stop talking about your hangovers. But it's really nice. We usually do two or three in one day, mm-hmm. and then that's a month worth of, you guys know.
Yeah, that's
you
perfect.
Guys know math.
Yes, that's a good idea, though, that you kind of knock them out in the same day.
Yeah. Do you do more than one in one?
No.
We've only done that for, like, events and stuff, but we should think about it. We just have to start earlier, but touching on like your point of being hungover, talking about it, like we've thought that like a lot of times some of our favorite episodes are if we're hungover and stuff, just because we're still in that like delirious kind of like silly mindset and stuff. So there's been many times that we're like, oh, this is an early wake up call, but then we listen back to it and we're like, that was so fun.
That's
and it went
so
well.
Interesting. My boyfriend said his best show that he ever played on guitar, he was really hungover.
Yeah,
really,
which is so strange. Maybe and Christy, we're talking about it, how you use different parts of your brain, and when she was sober with her baby, she had to like relearn all the songs because they were in different parts of her, the words.
Okay.
So there
That's
is
so interesting.
I don't think if I was really tipsy, I would be good at it for sure.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
Is this not, and I talk something?
Yeah.
I like this a little bit.
I would probably get really loud.
I feel like a lot. And I go back sometimes. Kyle, how much money would it take for you to edit all the likes out of this episode?
Oh, we have to do the same. And the mm-hmm. So that's like one thing. We're always like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, we got to relax on the, like, trying
sometimes
to.
Sometimes I will.
Yeah.
Because I, mm-hmm. but that is,
I did it again.
I know, but that was the right time.
Catching myself.
Totally. But when you are listening and you can't see or you're not actually, it is a learning experience. And so sometimes I will literally put the mic away from my mouth because I want to just be like, yeah, totally. Uh-huh. Yep. Because
mm-hmm. you're just talking.
Yeah. Right. And these are things that other people don't have to.
I know. It's hard
out
here.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. Well, I think you're doing it. So who are your, because okay. Cut that part out. No, don't. That's my ADHD brain. ADHD. Anyway, it goes this way. I have a tour manager who's 26. So
love
I looked to her for, who's cool right now? What's going on? And you guys are so cool right now. Can you tell me who your current, who Who do you like right now? Who are your faves?
We were talking about it before we got here.
Yes.
One of our favorites is the Rough Sock.
I mean, around town or just like in general? What are we talking?
Well, either one or maybe both, maybe one of each category, because we do have so much talent in New Braunfels, which is what something I wanted to talk about, but we can go back to that. But.
Yes. Definitely around town, the Rough Stock. If y'all haven't checked them out, they're super good. Love them. They've been recording at Yellow Dog, so they should have some music out soon.
And they like work really hard too. We've been friends with them for years, seeing them start like just when they formed the band from Jake and Hector to like the full band now. And so I love watching them grow and everything. And they're so fun to see live.
They are. They're really fun. And then Trevor Underwood.
Yeah.
He's good too. We had him on our podcast. Who else? Ryan Hunter, Clayton Chapin's out there. He's good.
Good songwriter that we interviewed yesterday actually is Caleb Wilborn. Mm-hmm. He lives in Canyon Lake, but he plays so much around here, and he does a lot like out of state too, and he's really good as
He's really good. Hayden Redwine, have you heard of him?
Okay, I've heard of that name.
He's really good.
How can you forget that name? That's a
brilliant
name.
I know, it's such
name.
A good name.
Is that his real name? Because if not, that was a good job.
I think it is.
It is his real name, yeah.
Okay, somebody needs to marry him. It's not going to be me. I got a man, but okay. Could you imagine if your last name was Redwine?
I would literally have a red wine in my hand the entire time. It'd be my long living prop.
That man, that's a really great name.
I know. Mm-hmm. Lucky.
Okay. I know.
But outside of New Braunfels, I feel like I've been listening. Vincent Mason's really good.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I love him. Carter Faith.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Maggie Antone. She is killing it.
Really great.
Who else am I listening to?
We've been listening to a lot of girl country lately.
Yes.
I like Lance Roark. I know he's not like newer, but like he just came out with newer music and like love his stuff.
Oh, the Drop Tines. We're obsessed with them. Yeah. Like we're literally obsessed with them.
Yeah, they're great. We got to hang out with them a little bit in Steamboat late night, which was really fun. Mm-hmm. But we played with them at Lone Star Jam a couple years ago. Were you there for that? And we were right after them. And I can't remember what happened, but they said, "Do you want a shirt?" And I said, "Yeah." And I wore it on stage. And that was, I'd never seen them or met them before. Yeah. They are incredible and so much fun. And
so
I think they're making some big moves right now. So congrats to them. Raina Wallace from Lowdown Drifters, that was like her favorite band. She was the one who introduced me to them. I love the Lowdown Drifters.
They're so good. Also, Low Gap. That made me think of Low Gap,
that's a cool
too.
Okay, these are all... Are you writing these down? There's a lot of new stuff. Because I listen to a lot of murder podcasts and self-help audiobooks.
Crime Junkie, is that the one you listen to?
I love Crime Junkie. Yes. My Favorite Murder is my favorite podcast. I've been listening to that one for a long time. And just anything that makes me keeps me awake when I drive this big.
I'm sure. I don't know how you do it. Good for you.
Oh, I'm really good at it. And my tour manager, she's a girl. She drives this big rig around. Mm-hmm. Kyle did it yesterday, but we mostly do it as girls. It's just like anything. You practice it. You can make you too can make sourdough bread and drive this big.
That's so good. Teach me how to drive this, and I'll teach you how
I'll
to
teach you how to back up a trailer. And that would actually be wonderful. Because before this, I was kind of thinking how fun it would be to like, if we did something. Because you know how KMET does the sound check?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they could let us do some sort of thing where we read the KMBT sound check of who's playing around New Braunfels.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be really cool.
We'll call you on the phone and we'd FaceTime and we're like, who's playing around here? We need to think
about that. Yeah, that's actually a really good idea.
Why do you think that there's so much amazing talent around this town? I mean, it's wild. All the people that live here, Wade Bowen, Randy Rogers, Parker McCollum, Cody Cannon, I don't feel bad. Everyone knows that they live here, so I don't feel like I'm outing them. Josh Grider, Drew Kennedy. I mean, why do you think it's the river?
I was literally gonna say it.
It really is. I think that's why we named the Twin Rivers too, and also because it's like so close to Austin, but you're not in like the city and everything. And there's so many bars here and venues that you can play at or see people all the time.
The venues definitely help.
Yeah,
I think because we on our Instagram, we sometimes post. I need to get better about it. But we try to get all the venues around New Braunfels and post all the show dates monthly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I saw that.
It takes a lot of work.
Well, when we first moved here, I told Paul we should start a weekly thing where all the venues send you their happy hours and they send you their live music schedules and you post it. And he was like, do you know what a nightmare that would be? So good for you for trying.
Thank you. Yeah, it's like I'm trying. It's a hit or miss. I'll probably do it next month now since I'm talking about it. Hold myself accountable.
Okay, yeah, I like it. I'm gonna check in on you.
But I definitely think the venues help, and the fact that you can literally go Monday through Sunday and find live music in New Braunfels, like, yeah, that's different.
We should talk about some of the great venues. Villa is great. Villa Green. Kyle's playing there today.
Yes, so
we're going. Podcast will be out, but don't go today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, don't go today.
He might be playing there today. But Poorhouse is great. Where Poor do you House guys like great. To go?
We obviously Riley's.
Riley's Tavern, yeah.
Riley's.
We're also I always at Poorhouse. Now there's Cowboys and Cadillacs, which Amazing. Is cool. The it's stage so cool. is really cool there.
Mm-hmm.
Green Hall, like, just did those Honky Tonk Thursdays, though. I know. Right? Yeah, I've heard of Green Hall. But the Honky Tonk Thursdays, I thought that was really cool for them to do that.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So Clay Hollis texted me, and he said, hey, if you could come out and support. So
you sang.
Yeah, I did.
We were there.
You were there?
Yeah.
Well, so Paul and I was like, Clay, you know, we should go support him. I was thinking, he was texting, like, I need to get people there. It was packed.
It was packed.
It was so packed. And the only break that I had from talking to people was, not that I'm mad about it, always bug me, I love to do it, but I saw a bunch of friends, I saw a bunch of fans, like, it was crazy in there. And so then I said, I'm gonna go sing. So I did. I went and jumped on stage with him, which was, I love him so much. But that, what a great thing that Green Hall did, highlighting up and coming music. I mean, it's so hard to get in there. That, I thought that was really cool of them.
And I like that they're also, like, letting more local bands play on the main stage now. I think that's super cool.
I agree. And they let me go through the Willie door.
Ooh.
I know, for my last show there.
That's awesome.
Oh my God, I love
I think
it.
By the time this, well, anyway, we're trying to do Valentine's Day every year, or at least really close to
wink.
It.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, you know, maybe
it's
next
so
year.
Funny.
But everyone says, that's so smart, you do Valentine's Day or whatever. And I'm like, well, it's also not super hot. So
yeah.
Yeah, it has multiple.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just smart. I live here now.
I was just about to say, like, you're just being smart about it.
That's right. I'm trying to think of where else. My drummer now bartends at Green's Last Call, which has been a really cool new cocktail bar. Mm-hmm. And they have some live music there. Nick plays there. And,
okay.
There's the Weighted Plate, Happy Cow.
I have not been to either one of those.
Really?
Tragic. Yeah.
It's a Weighted Plate is cool. Tragic. Yeah, the Weighted Plate is cool. I need to try their espresso martini because now they have that new billboard that's like world's best espresso martini. I love espresso martinis.
Oh, yeah, I do too. They keep me up all night. But
I know, but I love it.
I don't care. Hashtag worth it.
It's better than like a Red Bull vodka situation for sure.
It's an upgrade.
That's true. So what's next for you guys? You're just gonna keeping potting.
We love it.
That word. I don't like that word. Potting. I hate it. I'm
it's
so
okay.
sorry. I'm starting to sweat. That was so bad.
Okay,
but do thank you. Do you do social media content for people still? Like, are they able to hire you for stuff like that?
Yes, we've gotten hired. Like hire some. I mean, we don't charge a lot, so you know we're building.
You should.
I know. Yeah.
Wait, you don't charge a lot? Can you come on the road?
Honestly, yeah. Like, we would. That's the thing. We're in our networking stage right now.
Yeah.
But we've done a little bit help social media when it comes to, like, song promotion. So we do, like, content creation, obviously photos for shows. And then if anybody wants kind of, like, pictures, you know, content, we've Devin Bays and who else have we done? We did Kayla Jane.
Yeah, her and Drew had, like,
she's
a show at Riley's, and we just took a bunch of videos for them to use because they were releasing new music, too. Mm-hmm. So we got some content of that. And people just invite us to their shows, too, to, like, take photos or do, like, some of our reels of them, either interviewing them or of an original song that they're playing. Like, Ian, I can't pronounce his last name, but he's a younger guy out of San Marcos that invited us to his show at Cheatham this weekend, so we went. And he was literally so nice. I think he plays at the Villa and stuff, too, but he's a great musician. And it means a lot to us when people reach out and, like, want us to help with their projects or want us to come shoot their shows because we're like, we love that the musicians are seeing it as mutually beneficial. Like, we're not just trying to, like, have this platform where we, like, gain followers and do all this. Like, we want musicians to see it as, like, helpful to them. So
yes. And then Mason Lively had his song, Texas Song.
Him. Yeah.
He's so sweet. He invited us out to his show at Cheatham as well. And we kind of did, like, a little reel promo for him talking about his new song. So
that's so smart because it's so overwhelming, the content thing. Mm-hmm. And sometimes when I sit down, you don't even know where to start. So you guys have a customizable kind of thing. Like, you have a menu of things you could do.
Yes.
And that's so smart because I'm trying to do the lip singing thing right now. And I just get distracted, and I don't know. I need someone to come tell me what looks. Or hiring girls. I'm not. I love men. I'm not trying to hate on men. But whenever I seem to hire a female, they'll like fix this hair that's sticking out. Mm-hmm. Things that guys don't necessarily notice as much.
Yeah, I agree.
Or this is a bad angle for your love handles or whatever. It's not offensive. I want to know.
Yeah. Please tell me
where I look good and where exactly. I don't. Yeah. So that's really awesome. And they can reach out on how can they reach out?
So you can DM us on Twin Rivers Music Scene. Okay. It's twinrivers_musicscene. Mm-hmm. And then our email to twinriversmusicscene@gmail.com. Yeah. Everything's Twin Rivers Music Scene.
Love it. I love that. Do you get hit on all the time in those DMs? You got any
creepy? Honestly, no.
Not yet.
No. I mean, I know, right?
They come flooding in because like, you said that.
I mean, we get like the creepy ones, you know, from like across country asking us to be a sugar baby, but.
Yeah, like the bot kind of stuff. But yeah, no,
but
never
nothing,
get
anything else. Nothing crazy. But keep it coming.
You just manifested it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, lovely. You know what we should do? We should have a dating, like a, where I interview guys about what you like or whatever, and I take applicants to take you on a date.
You should do that. You would be really good at that.
Yeah.
I would also be, well, I'm already like a little bit big sister protective over you guys already, so I'm going to be like, no.
You would pick really well, for sure.
I think I would.
I think you would do that.
Okay, I'm going to keep my, I mean, are you looking at it or are you not looking at it?
Yeah, totally.
I got lucky, I have a good one, so.
Yeah.
But I just posted today a reel that Mickey Braun and I did, where he's like, we played in New York where there was a castle there, like an actual just castle. And so he's like, Rapunzel, let down your hair. And he's like, looking up to the top of the castle, and I like put my hair down, and I'm like right next to him, and I'm like, I'm right here. And I feel like that's dating in this current climate. I have all these amazing single girlfriends who are smart, beautiful, make their own money, and you know, just can't find a man. I'm like, what is happening right now?
Maybe because in New Braunfels, like, it's such a small, like, big town at the same time. Like, everyone kind of already knows each other. So I know it's like, you're like, oh, I already see them all the time. I wouldn't even think of that for them, kind of thing, you know?
I feel like it's kind of everywhere, though. But, like, you know, it only takes one. You should be lucky, though, that you're not in, like, you found a good one. Count your blessings.
I don't even know how to date anymore.
I don't even know, and I'm in it.
Well, I would date you. You make bread. I would be like, that's right. What more do you want? You're so smart and funny. You guys are so pretty, and there's sourdough involved.
True.
I'm just so excited. I didn't even look at any of my notes. I was like a little bit nervous because
We're just chatting.
Yeah.
We're just girls chatting and yapping.
Gals. Oh my gosh! Can I tell this quick story? This is not a podcast about me, but it's supposed to be about you. But this guy came to see me when I opened for Sean McConnell, and it was one of the best nights of my life. Had a long line of people that were kind. I sold a ton of merch or whatever. And this guy, he was at the very end of the line, and he goes, I saw you 10 years ago. You had a great band. And then I came back to see you the next time, and all you did was yak, yak, yak. And so I said, okay, I'm done with this conversation.
Like, yeah.
And then I thought that maybe he was going to redeem himself or whatever. So I walked away. It. And his girlfriend said, oh, I'm so sorry. He just thought you talked too much tonight. And I said, oh, he was about to tell. The end of the story was, and now I'm still yak, yak, yakking. But now, if you're watching this podcast, I get paid to yak, yak, yak. And so do you.
Yes. Put it back off. In his face.
Literally. Look at us now.
Yak, yakking and getting paid for it. And now, if he wants to sponsor your podcast, I would love to take that man's money.
That would be so funny. We'll definitely take that man's money.
Yeah. And I hope we should all hang out soon. Mm-hmm. You teach me to sourdough.
Yes. Yeah, I would love to.
And anything... Oh, the last thing. You guys are now... Can you talk about the hat?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So we're selling the hats. And we also have koozies and stickers that we kind of just, like, give out. But when we sell the hats, we give a portion of the money that we make back to, like, when we're at shows in town, we'll tip the bands and the artists and stuff because that's what got us started, was supporting the artists and everything. And, like, the artists have been so mutually supportive of us. So it's, like, a fun thing to be able to tie together. So...
Oh my gosh. If we could clone you guys, the world would be a much better place. Thank you. And what do you think about the bombing in it?
Oh my God. Simmer on it. What do you think?
I'm like so stressed out about the question.
Kyle, you're fired. Kyle, I can't fire him, but if you
I know.
Want to
you're like, it's okay.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful, smart, and we appreciate what you are doing for our local music scene.
Thank you.
And beyond.
I wanted to congratulate you. I saw, you're in the top 10% of podcasts?
Of all podcasts.
That's amazing.
You don't know how that happened. And
that's
you guys
incredible. I know,
because
you're awesome.
Like, tomorrow. You have a great podcast. You do a great job. You take care in what you do, and it's obvious. And we appreciate it.
Well, thank you. That's
very
sweet.
We're fans. Yes.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Rebagwells are fans.
I'm a fan. I got the hat. I'm keeping this one.
That looks good on you for sure.
Thanks.
Thanks,
looks great.
Thanks.
Thanks.
far, any song at every bar, here to cover your needs.